The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
DC. Dr. Yardley, in a second here, we're going to talk to your client, Henry. What can you tell me about him?
Henry's a fascinating individual. He comes to us from Arlington, so he travels quite a ways to get to the Institute. And originally, he heard you and I on KTTH.
Cool.
You know, he's worked as an engineer for many years.
Okay.
He has some rather innovative approaches when he's given the opportunity to express them. But I think we're going to enjoy hearing his experience.
Yeah, so he brings an engineer's worldview to his experience with you, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
So, Henry, I wanted to start by asking you, what were the health issues that you presented when you talked to Dr. Yardley? What did you go to him to see?
Well, I had something that was new to me, a constant pain that was going from my right hip down my right leg all the way to my right big toe. So severe, I had difficulty standing up and walking.
Wow. And how long had you had that before you saw Dr. Yardley?
Somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
That's a long time to continue with pain. What did that do to your life? I mean, how were you able to, how did that limit you?
It brought me to a standstill pretty much. I was in a situation where I could barely walk without a cane, and with a cane I could move along reasonably well. Sleeping was an issue because I'm not one to use pain pills, and so I had to find myself a comfortable position that would allow me to get some sleep. Then when I rolled over or something like that, I had to do it all over again.
Do I understand that you also, there was some neck pain associated with this also?
There was some neck pain. When I would move to some extreme positions, I would feel like somebody stuck a sharp needle in my neck.
So you heard Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute. By listening to the radio station, you went in. What was your experience at the Yardley Institute like?
Well, my experience was quite interesting. I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I was examined and had some information provided about what was going on with the facility and how they treated the various conditions. And I was kind of pleased with what I heard.
Was it an immediate success for you, Henry, or are you one of the patients that after the first effort you just leaped up off the table and went dancing out, or did it take a little while? Was it more of a journey, a process for you?
It was more of a journey and a process. I could feel the pain ebbing, and then it would come back a little bit and then kind of go away again, and it would continue doing that for a while until finally, as of this moment, I can say that I'm pain-free.
Completely pain-free. What has that meant to your life, Henry? I mean, how have things changed with the pain going away?
Well, I can do more than sleep and eat and drive to work.
Now, I don't think Henry will mind us mentioning that he's an engineer. That's his profession for many years. And you were having trouble getting out of your truck, I think, when you first came see us, weren't you?
I drive a pickup truck, and it has some extra big tires on wheels. Mm-hmm. And while I was driving to work, the pain that I had would get worse and worse the more I drove. And then when I arrived at my work spot and parked my vehicle, when I got out of the truck, I had to hold on to the door as I got out of the truck. Mm-hmm. And then put my foot on the ground, that was the right foot, until the numbing sensation kind of went away, and I could feel that I could put a load through my knee joint before I could even start walking. So there were people who'd walk by and ask me if I was okay the way I was holding on to the door. Mm-hmm. the pain was that intense.
So all that pain is now gone. What has that meant for your life? How has life changed?
I can resume my normal activities that I had neglected for so much, like doing a lot of the yard work, and I didn't get my house painted this summer. And that's going to be a job for this coming year, and some other activities around the house that have been neglected over this period of time while I was unable to even participate in that kind of stuff.
Question: I've got a question for you, Henry, because you're a thinker. And what do you think stops people picking up that phone and calling us? What causes them to hesitate?
You know, that's a good question, and I wish I had the answer to it. I know in my case, the pain was so severe, and when I heard the mention on the radio program about how people with sciatica were also successfully treated, I said, Henry, you've tried acupuncture, you tried chiropractic activity in the lower back area. You read it, your doctor said that, Henry, you have sciatica for the rest of your life, and so you might as well learn to live with the pain, and here's some exercises you could do to help the body and the muscles remember what they're supposed to be doing. And I said, there must be a better way.
You weren't about to take that sitting down.
Amen.
That's right.
Henry, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, I'm glad I had the opportunity to share my experience with you.
I don't know, Dr. Yardley, that seems like a pretty dramatic lifestyle change for Henry.
Quite amazing.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we haven't talked about carpal tunnel syndrome in quite some time, and it's notably common nowadays with people spending their days at a desk, at a computer, tapping on the keyboard. What is it? What's carpal tunnel, really?
It's so true that it is becoming more and more prevalent in our society. It's a condition where there is thought to be a collapse of the bones in the wrist entrapping the nerve, resulting in numbness in the hands and fingers. Typically starts to show when you're sleeping at night. You'll wake up, your hands asleep, you'll shake them back out, but then starts beginning to be a problem during the day too.
Now, you're not going to come on here and say, we can cure carpal tunnel syndrome.
Not at all. Not any more than we would claim anything else. We don't claim to cure. The body heals itself.
Now, explain that real quickly. When you say the body heals itself, we're talking about lining up the cranium with the spine correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean?
Well, a cut heals itself in 2 weeks. The body produces a baby in 9 months. The body is a self-healing, self-creating, self-regulating entity. So if it's not doing the job right, there's got to be some reason, some interference.
Sure.
One of the more common interferences that we've found clinically over the past 30-plus years has been a compromised brain-body connection. And the place that this can most easily occur is at the very top of the neck, with the head not sitting straight on the neck. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is the sheer mass of the skull starts creating compensations in the lower part of the neck, which just happens to be where the nerves exit that go down to the arms, hands, and fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your keys or tip-offs that this is indeed what's causing it is when it occurs on both sides.
Mm.
If you've got wrist going on both sides, it's probably got to go back to a common cause. Not the wrist, not the elbows, not the shoulders, but back to the neck.
So we're back to talking about carpal tunnel.
Yes.
So this is happening on both wrists.
Yes.
As opposed to just one.
It's probably a neck issue.
Okay, so give me an example. You say that you've worked with some people with carpal tunnel syndrome with some pretty good success?
Well, yes. We had one gentleman, his wife actually, Amber, had been a patient for years.
Okay.
And was just a really big endorser of the work that we did. Her mother was also a practice member at the Institute. And anyhow, he kind of really resisted it. And she'd be telling me about it, and he reached a point where he had carpal tunnel in both hands, and it wasn't until he missed 3 days of work in a row because he couldn't. And what he does for a job is he replenishes fire extinguishers.
Right.
And so at any rate, reluctantly, he came in, but and really in a lot of pain. I mean, he was not
So we had a skeptic in pain.
We did, very much so. Very much so.
Okay.
With a wife that really believed in what we did.
That's reassuring. Okay.
It was. And so anyhow, we accepted him for care.
Okay.
And we started with his initial correction, and we worked with him. He was back to work the next week. A month, 2 months into it, he was doing much, much better. And these days, he functions basically pain-free unless this resubluxates. And now he knows
well,
that.
Well, you just used one of those technical doctor kind of
This is when we get a compromised brain-body connection.
Uh-huh.
It's at the very top of the neck where the head is sitting crooked on the neck.
Uh-huh.
And when that goes out, for him, he's in the next day. He knows what works. He is in the next day.
And so it can reoccur. And quite often does.
Well, what happens is people, especially people like this gentleman, who really don't want to come in and see us,
mm-hmm.
and wait till it's so damaged.
Mm-hmm.
When they do come in, we can help them a lot. But by then, there's a programming in the nervous system of the way it was, and it has a tendency sometimes to default back to that old programming.
Sure. Now, you had another patient that you were going to talk about, too?
This is a gentleman that actually travels over from Poulsbo for care and has done so for the past 5 years. And certainly, carpal tunnel was one of a list of issues that he had. And for him, you know, he was unable to work, not just because of this, but because of a syndrome of issues that were going on.
Okay.
So we accepted him for care and started working with him. And within his first 6 weeks of care, he reported that his wrists were doing 50% better.
50% better?
50% better.
That's pretty quick.
Yes. Yes. That was a good change. And for him, once again, one of those situations that was sort of the last resort when he's tried a dozen other things.
Sure.
And he continues to do good, although, about 50, 60% improvement in the wrists are about as much as we've been able to achieve with
him.
Now,
why does that happen? So sometimes, often, you have, 90% or better elimination of the pain.
Right.
And then occasionally you have something like this where maybe it persists a bit longer than you expected it to, or just persists, period. Why does that happen?
It's a thing called limitations of matter. It means that the body has a limited capability of repairing because of permanent damage. Like, for instance, I have one guy that comes to see me, Don, and he's a triple amputee.
Okay.
He has one arm. He's a veteran from the Vietnam War. And both legs gone and one arm gone. He's got one arm to work with.
Okay.
And this guy's amazing. He can get around with his wheelchair. He and I are real clear on one thing. No matter how good I reconnect his brain with his body, he is not going to grow another arm and two legs back, you see.
Yeah, sure.
So there's permanent damage there. Now, that's pretty obvious. But you'll find that with conditions, it's more subtle. It's more difficult to predict.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes based on my clinical experience, I can accurately predict it. And other times, many times, we can't. What we have to do is reconnect the brain with the body, and then let's see what it's capable of.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Here we are. There you are. Thank you for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Lee, in just a second, we're going to talk to John, one of your patients, who came to you, lower back pain, neck, migraines. That's not uncommon. But what is kind of interesting is after the adjustments, something else changed. Do you want to tell us about that real quickly?
Yeah, we see this frequently, but the overall health improves. The level goes up. And for him, this manifests itself as an almost immediate change, improvement, relief with his acid reflux. He also found that his allergies, which he no longer has allergies, and plantar fasciitis, that improved as well.
Well, I got to hear this from the man himself. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, John.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, John, let's start by running down the list of what were the things that you were suffering from that led you to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I had been dealing with lower back pain. I've had lower back pain most of my life, but over the past several years, it's gotten progressively worse with more frequent kind of acute periods where I just go through really extreme pain. And I've gone to my regular doctor, and he prescribed physical therapy, which I went through, but it didn't really have any effect on me. And so I got to the point where I decided I need to do something that, for me, was a little more radical. I decided I need to go see a chiropractor. And I'd listened to Dr. Yardley on the radio several years ago, and I was pretty intrigued by what I'd heard. And so I decided that I needed to go, that he would be the one that I wanted to go see first,
so
see what he had to say.
When we talk about the lower back pain, there are usually things associated with that, too. For example, like, did you have any issues with your neck or headaches or anything like that?
I didn't associate that with lower back pain. I did have headaches and migraines and things like that, but I never connected the two things together. And so for me, it was just the lower back pain. There were times when it was difficult to stand, difficult to sit, getting in and out of a chair if I needed to hang on to something. Getting in and out of a car was very painful. It was difficult to deal with.
That would make you feel old before your time, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it made me feel.
So you go to Dr. Yardley. You're a candidate for care. You have your first adjustment. What was that like? What went through your mind?
Well, even while I was, when you did the initial adjustment, before I even got off the table, there was a particular muscle in my back that had always been knotted up and constricted. And when he did the adjustment, that particular muscle started to flex and kind of have a little spasm and immediately released. And so after the adjustment, he had done some more measurements and showed a dramatic improvement. And I thought, I was a little skeptical. I thought, what's going on here? But it was when I went out to my car, got into my car, and I was ready to drive home, I realized I had to adjust all of the mirrors in my car because I was suddenly sitting up straight when before I was leaned over one side. And so that's when I started to realize that something was happening, that this was actually working.
So across the period of time, a series of adjustments, where are you at today? What has improved? Let's talk about the lower back pain. Where's that at?
It's great. I hardly feel it ever anymore. It's been a couple of years now, and it's a progressive kind of a thing where you get progressively better and better and better. And today I'm doing really well. It's wonderful. But the thing that I found most surprising is all of the other health benefits that I got from the treatment that I never anticipated at all. For example, I suffered from seasonal allergies, and I first went to see Dr. Yardley in November. My allergies typically showed up in February, and that first year, I had no allergies.
Wow.
They were completely gone. I used to take medications for that. I haven't taken any kind of allergy medication since I started with Dr. Yardley. I used to have acid reflux, and I would take pills virtually daily for that. And since seeing Dr. Yardley, I haven't taken any pills since. There's just been so many things that have improved. Plantar fasciitis gone, knee pain gone. It's really been kind of a radical transformation.
It sounds to me like you are a fan of reconnecting the brain with the body, the brain and body connection.
Absolutely. I didn't realize just how much of an effect that has on your entire body. And I'd never really heard of it before until I'd listened to Dr. Yardley's program. And it's something that I would recommend to anyone.
And what's the quality of your life now? What are you able to do? Are you able to do everything or where you're at?
Yeah, actually, like Dr. Yardley was saying, I was feeling the kind of pain that made me feel like I was getting old before my time. Or maybe I thought, okay, I'm just aging and this is something I'm going to have to live with. And I had had so much chronic pain that I'd forgotten what it was like to be pain-free. And so since the treatments, I'm learning again what it's like to feel good. And I'd forgotten that. And so it's wonderful.
John, congratulations. Thank you for sharing your story with the audience. I'm sure people are just amazed by it.
Thank you very much, John. It's been great.
Thank you, Dr. Yardley. I appreciate it very much.
Frank, with John, we see the difference between health care and disease care. Disease care is just attacking and eliminating. Health care is elevating your health to increasingly higher levels.
And it's all about that brain and body connection.
Absolutely.
Allowing your body to heal itself.
Exactly.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, you have a story, I've heard you tell it before, about a young boy involved with your process, and I just would like you to share that story with us because I think it's fascinating, would you?
Sure. It was a number of years ago, and there was this 14-year-old boy, and he'd been diagnosed with, well, what had happened was he'd been experiencing back pain, really.
At age 14.
So severe at times, could not get out of bed. And of course, his parents were really concerned about this. So they took him to the family doctor, and the family doctor really didn't know much about such things, but said, let's get some x-rays taken. He had the x-rays taken, and then looking at them, he said, well, we need to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. So they did, and about 3 weeks later, you see father and son walking into the orthopedic surgeon's office, and the orthopedic surgeon performed an examination. He looked at the x-rays, and he diagnosed an advanced case of scoliosis. And at that time, there was very little to offer or little that could be done. He simply said, you know, just go on with your life. And so he did.
They couldn't operate at that point.
No. It wasn't that severe. Okay. That would have been an option if it had got severe enough. But that wasn't discussed at that time. From the age of 14 to the age of 18, this young man found himself very limited. He wasn't able to participate in sports. At times, the searing back pain was so bad that he literally had to crawl off the bed. At the age of 18, a fellow classmate came up to him one day and said, look, I know you've been having problems with this. And my dad went to see this guy. He was having some problems with his back, and he was helped a lot. Mm-hmm. So he gave him the card. And the young man looked at the card, and looking at it, he saw that it wasn't a regular doctor. It was someone that did something different. And so he thought about it for a few days and then, you know, made an appointment to go in and see the guy. And the guy explained what he did and what he thought he could do with it. And not at all too sure about this, the young man started under a course of care. And within 30 days, he saw dramatic improvement in the way that he felt.
Now, you're telling me that this kid, this 14-year-old, went 4 years with really bad pain.
It's true.
To the point where he actually could not get out of his bed at times.
That's right.
Or could barely get out. And within 30 days, he felt better?
Yes.
Was the pain gone in 30 days?
90% of it was gone within 30 days.
That's an amazing story.
Yes, and in the months that followed, the results were so profound for that young man that he decided that he was going to go to college and he was going to learn how to do what this doctor had done.
Really?
And it's a true story, because I was that 14-year-old boy, and that's how I learned and discovered about the profession that I practice every day.
What did your parents say? I mean, obviously, were you with your parents at age 18 when you went to that procedure with the other doctor?
Actually, no.
So
I did this on my own.
Oh, they must have been, when you came to them and said, the pain is gone, they must have been astounded.
They were, but they were even more horrified at the thought that their 18-year-old son was going to leave New Zealand and travel to the United States to gain an education. That was a little bit difficult for them to deal with. But deal with it they did. And over the years, I've had the opportunity of taking care of many, many people with scoliosis.
And what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Looking at it from the front or the back, it's got curves in it. And you measure these curves in degrees.
Okay.
If there's no scoliosis, it's 0 degrees. If you've got a curve, then you start measuring it in degrees, and it goes up. And if it gets to 20 degrees or more, then medically, they would consider putting you in a brace.
Okay.
And this is something that has to be worn 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Is that curative, or is that just something that you wear for the rest of your life, or what?
Actually, neither. You will wear it for a period of time with no expectation that the curve will improve. The theory is, and I think it's true in practice, is that it's going to stop it from getting worse.
It doesn't
get rid of it, but it slows it down or stops it from getting worse. And the thing about it is there have been tomes written on how teenagers tend not to wear those.
Yeah.
It's because of the psychological impact on them.
It's amazing. So let's talk about how your procedure doesn't, quote, cure scoliosis.
It doesn't, but 90% of the cases we've taken care of in the last 34 years have shown measurable improvement on x-ray of the curves, regardless of age. I'm talking even senior citizens.
People who have had scoliosis for 40, 50 years.
Yes, there's a reduction in curves. Now, one of the things that we make clear to people, our goal is not to straighten the spine.
Okay.
Our goal is to balance the spine. Give me the choice between a crooked, balanced spine versus a straight, unbalanced one. I'll take a crooked, balanced one any day. But one of the side effects of that is these curves measurably go down. We see dramatic improvements with that. There are cases that are so bad we will not accept them for care. They've waited too long. The damage is too great. They're really going to need to go through the surgery. If it's over 40 degrees, now I've taken care of cases over 40 degrees and seen significant improvement.
Yes.
But the medical approach is if it goes over 40 degrees, then they would do surgery. That surgery would be to actually bolt rods into the spine, which a person will be expected to wear for the rest of their lives.
Will they be pain-free?
They're not necessarily painful with the rods, but they're restricted in terms of how well
they
can move.
Is.
And there's often pain that develops as they get older.
Your procedure, the upper cervical procedure that you do, the alignment that you do.
Yes.
What is that? Why does that help so much? And just really briefly.
Because one of the side effects of a brain-body compromise is you function with one leg shorter than the other and one hip higher than the other, which naturally causes the spine to curve to the short leg and low hip side. So once you correct the brain-body connection, the legs even out, the hips even out, the reason for that curvature now disappears.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Sam Stevens. Sam, combat vet back from Iraq. You took a little bit of an injury over there serving, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened?
Basically, I was a member of a combat movement team. And coming off of one of our trucks, I kind of dislodged my shoulder a little bit, damaged my C4, C5 vertebrae.
Ow. Yeah, not pleasant.
No, it could have been a lot worse, but it was just a mechanical injury, so nothing really serious.
Yeah, so you have been checking around the places to go to get the surgery, because this affected your life, right? I mean, this has affected your movement and your quality of life?
Yeah, I've been looking around for about 5 years, bouncing around between the VA and a primary doctor trying to sort out my back.
Yeah, what was it like? What was the condition like for you? What were you feeling?
For the most part, there was a little low level of pain at all times, pretty much 24 hours a day. And then it would have spikes about once or twice a week that would go up to 7 or 8 on the pain scale, almost debilitating.
Mm.
Where I couldn't pretty much do anything.
And you'd stopped exercising and such, right?
Yeah. So a couple of months before I went and saw Dr. Yardley, I pinched a nerve in my neck, which was caused by the damage in my neck. Mm-hmm. And so I was losing sensitivity in my left arm, and it would just go numb. So as a member of the military, which I'm still in, I did close to 30 to 50 push-ups in sets of 30 to 50 a day. And I couldn't even do 2 push-ups before I would collapse because of numbness and inability for my arm to keep up from the pressure.
Good Lord. Good Lord. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. You're also a medical researcher, so I guess you heard about Dr. Yardley on the radio. You went to see him. I got to know from two perspectives. First of all, I'm a patient. I want to talk to Sam, the patient, what you experienced as a patient. But then I got to dig into this medical research thing. So what did you experience as Sam, the patient, at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial, right? He's big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help, and basically a very back and forth kind of conversation, whereas most doctors I've been to have been really about, this is what it is. It's very like sterile and kind of non-personal.
Yeah. When I first went to Dr. Yardley, you know, you could throw all the measurements, and he's very, very careful, you know, of measuring and making sure he's acting upon data. But when he first treated me, I was surprised, honestly, at how gentle it was.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit concerned that he didn't do more.
Yeah.
So I've been to other chiropractic practices, and it's a lot more aggressive, a lot more like spinal cracking and popping.
Yeah.
And there was none of that. And within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain with occasional spikes up to like 3 or 4. So it's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle wise now? I mean, it's restore a sense of hope, or I mean, a sense that you can continue to serve the country like you do. What's that meant for you?
Yeah, it's actually been really interesting because I was contemplating retiring from the military. I have 20 years in 2020. So I was planning on retiring exactly then. If my body continues to wear the way it is, I might push on a few more extra years as well.
I love it.
And as far as my personal life, I'm a member of a group that does combat stage fighting, and that was kind of on the table of not doing anymore either due to pain. But now I'm regularly up there, and it's an amazing experience.
So you can go back and do the things you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was, you know, thinking of, oh, maybe I need to modify what I do for working out. And I'm very, very into some of the competitions I'm going into. And man, to be able to have that peace of mind that you can continue to do these things, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. Now, you're also a medical researcher. So, I mean, this had to be interesting to you from a perspective of treatment as well.
I actually do cancer research treatment.
Wow.
So it's a totally different field.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's interesting the way he goes about patient care, though. And that's mine's pretty sterile. I do research with at Fred Hutchinson. And they basically, we do a lot of cancer stuff. We don't deal with patients. So it's a very different mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was very unique the way he went about trying to get information and utilizing it from a very like statistical standpoint.
Yeah, he's very data oriented. Yeah, he's always focusing on the data. And I've been with him 3 years, and he still goes and he consults the data. So there's a lot of people that hear us discuss this, Sam, and they'll hear Yardley Institute. They know that I'm a patient. They know I've been with Dr. Lee Yardley DC for 3 years. What do you tell people who sit on the fence? They're experiencing pain, but they're sitting on the fence. They're taking the ibuprofen. They're thinking of surgery.
I say you have nothing to lose, right? It'll either work or it won't. And surgery to me is the last resort. Like, cause, I have friends who've had spinal surgery, also veterans who've hurt their spines overseas. And basically one of the problems with the surgery is it limits your mobility, right? So right now I have 180 degree mobility, and a lot of my friends only have like 135 because of that surgery. So unless that's what you really want to do, I would try to do other methods.
Yeah.
Try and use it as a last resort.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to thank you for serving. Welcome home. We're proud of you. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to meet another patient, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam Stevens, thank you.
Thank you.
Sam suffered for 5 years before finding Dr. Yardley. He saw other practitioners, but nobody could help. And now after several months under care with Dr. Yardley, Sam is pain-free. He's able to continue serving his country and is back to doing everything he loves to do without pain. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. We are so delighted that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is present, and we are going to talk to another one of your clients. James is on the way next. Now, tell me about James, Dr. Yardley.
Well, you know, I've spent my life and dedicated my life to improving people's health and saving their lives. There is, however, one profession that perhaps might be one notch higher than us, and that is those that save people's souls.
Ah.
And James, this is what he does. He's a pastor. He came to us with a condition that brought me to this work about almost 30 years ago.
What's that?
And that was vertigo, dizziness, loss of balance. And we're going to hear more about that from James.
And he travels a good distance to get to you, too.
He does. He comes from Gig Harbor.
Well, let's chat with him. Pastor Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on with you.
So tell me a little bit about what you were suffering through before you actually sat down with Dr. Yardley.
About, three or four years ago, maybe it's been longer, I came down with what they call Meniere's disease, and my equilibrium totally went off. I would fall down, and I would, I've been taken to the hospital several times, and doctors told me there was no cure.
And how long would these episodes last when you had them?
Usually an episode lasted about 3 hours, and it totally disabled me at the time.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. I mean, as a pastor, I mean, this must have had an enormous impact on your life and your practice as a pastor. Am I wrong, or is that pretty correct?
Oh, yes. It changed my life completely. There were times and situations where I would lose total control, and I just couldn't do anything.
How long did you live with this before you actually got to see Dr. Yardley? Because we hear all the time.
I think approximately 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. James, you probably knew that that's what got me into this work a long time ago. Have we talked about that somewhere along the line?
Yes, you told me that, yes.
Yeah, flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Yes.
I don't think anyone realizes what that's like to have a room spin while you're laying there unless you've personally experienced that. It's terrifying.
It was awful.
Yeah.
All right. So you managed to finally, after a couple of years, finally get in to see Dr. Yardley. I mean, I know it wasn't difficult to get in, but that is, you made time to go see him.
Yes.
What was your experience like?
To tell you the truth, I heard it over the radio, and I heard testimonies like we're doing this. And it sounded interesting, and I was desperate, and I went in there. And, of course, Dr. Yardley and the whole staff there are very friendly, and I felt very received. But I still had lots of questions whether it would really work or not. It just seemed so strange to me. And so I just really went in with lots of questions. And tell you the truth, they answered most all my questions very thoroughly.
So, James, are you one of those people that the very first treatment, it was a dramatic change, or are you a person that it took a little time, it was more of a journey?
It took time. There was noticeable change, but it did not solve all the problems. In fact, I have to say that probably I'm 80% better, but 80% is a radical change. I still have some equilibrium problems, but I haven't had a spell ever since that first treatment.
That's a pretty dramatic change. I mean, so you haven't had any of the spells, but sometimes you're a little bit, your equilibrium isn't quite what you'd like it to be.
Well, yes, I'm old, you know.
we don't go into that, nor are we going to go into that. So,
yeah, I know.
What impact has that had on your life with the change in your physical health as you've moved towards wellness?
Well, my wife, who is a registered nurse, would tell you the most. She praises God for this because it could have just decimated our life, and we've been able to travel, and we've been able to do things which, if I would have continued Meniere's as it was, we could never have done anything. And I'm still working, and I doubt if I could have still worked if it would have continued at the same rate it was.
Mm. You know, God has a way of directing us to places we need to be if we would just listen. Isn't that true?
And it is true. He does. And I really do. What's interesting is in your presentation, you talked about the body and how it heals itself.
Right.
And that I really find that true. God created these wonderful bodies we have. And he put in the way of healing, and by the adjustments, by what you guys do, it brings about healing. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's not a quick fix. Mm-hmm. It's a healing.
The default setting for the body is to heal itself. So the body needs no help, just no interference. And that's where we come into it, is removing that interference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doctor, or I should say Pastor James, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for sharing your story with the listeners. It is an amazing one.
It's been amazing for me, too, and I really appreciate Dr. Yardley and his institute and what it's done for me and my family.
Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
That, to me, was a profound thought, Dr. Yardley, the idea that we are made perfect, mm-hmm. and that what's happening at the Yardley Institute is you are moving us back towards perfection, wellness.
I think the perfection is always there, but it's not able to manifest. And what we do is we're fortunate, we're privileged to be tools to allow the manifestation of that perfection.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.